What's the next step? Because there's a thinking through part of this that I'd like you to explain a little bit.
Right. And one of the things is the overall ACTION acronym. The T is for think things through. One of the things that you've got to think through is, are there ways for me to reduce my tax bill? And I'm going to say right now, the single greatest tax shelter available today is having your own small business. You know, and I've made reference a couple times. I've said I worked with real estate investors. And see, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have my own business. I said, well, do you have a rent house? Well, yeah, I've got a rent house. Well, guess what? You've got your own business. It's a real estate business. And then I've had people say, well, no, you know, I don't really do that. I make some money off of eBay. I buy and sell stuff on eBay. I said, well, guess what? That's a business. Well, I don't really have a business. Maybe I just trade the stock market. Once again, that's a business. I have network marketers that say, well, you know, I am involved with one of the network marketing companies. There's yet another business. So when you look at these, a lot of people have businesses. Fact is, if you don't have a business, first action step is start one immediately. Because when I say that that is the single greatest tax shelter available today, I'm talking about all sorts of things. The tax law is discriminatory against small business over individuals. Well, if that's the case, great news for us is that we can get into the class that's discriminated in favor of. So we can become a small business and get access to all sorts of business deductions like this. That's where it really opens the door to seriously reducing a lot of what you're currently paying in taxes.
Can you talk a little bit more about that discrimination? So you're saying that the code is really in favor of small business. Is that the point?
It is. And one of the things that I tell people a lot of times, I say my favorite section of the entire tax code is section 162. And the reason that it's my favorite tax code section is that section 162 in essence says all ordinary and necessary business expenses are deductible. When we mention that it's discriminatory in favor of small business versus individuals, there's not a section of the tax code that says all ordinary and necessary personal expenses are deductible. Now, where people get in trouble sometimes is that they try to take expenses that are not deductible. I mean, you think about ordinary and necessary. Well, a lot of expenses for you as an individual may be ordinary and necessary for you to continue as an individual, but they're not deductible. I mean, I've had people that'll say, yeah, but what about my dog? I'll buy my dog food because that's part of my security system. That's not going to fly. I mean, that's where people get into trouble is they start trying to do outlandish schemes along those lines. When you start looking at this, if you have a business, all ordinary and necessary business expenses are deductible. Now, ordinary and necessary, the great thing about that is that's a pretty open term. It's somewhat vague. When we look at this, we've got to think about who determines what's ordinary and necessary for our business. Well, we do. Well, a lot of times I ask people this. I'll say, at my seminars especially, I'll say, now, do you have to be reasonable about that? And I say, shake your heads up and down like this. Yes, you have to be reasonable. Because if you're not reasonable, who determines what's ordinary and necessary for our business? That's the IRS. So one of the things we want to make sure is that